Chapter 4. There was a weight pressing Jason's body down against the bed, growing heavier with every breath, and blankets hampering any movement of his limbs. Walls trapping him in, satin all around him, the air was running out, splinters in his hands, dirt on his face. Bruce, 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 Bruce! No. Jason took a deep, shuddering breath and forced himself to focus on the differences. It would do no good to save the kid from his asshole father, just to kill him in a Lazarus Pit heightened panic attack.
In for four.
The coarse weave of the blankets and sheets around him now, as different from the satin as he could manage. The room around him, brightly lit and wider than the few square feet he was occupying.
Hold for seven.
A soft hiss of breath every other second, brushing warm against his neck. A widening patch of wetness seeping through his shirt on his shoulder. A small chest expanding and contracting slowly against Jason's. His own fingers, threaded through sweaty black hair. Jason only managed 5 seconds of breathlessness before he was breathing out just enough to gasp down another breath.
Again, in for four.
That was the easy part, counting as his chest rose slowly in proof he was alive.
Hold for seven.
The replacement wasn't that hard to breathe with his body draped over Jason's, even though most of his weight was on Jason's chest and stomach. He was a shrimp, really. How Bruce ever let him out the door to fight was beyond him, but Bruce... No, Jason wasn't going to think about Bruce. Where was he?
Six. Seven. Out for eight.
Jason flexed his trembling fingers in Tim's hair. His chest twitched violently with the need to breathe, but he counted up slowly as he could manage. It was still rushed, but it was the best he was going to be able to do. He carted his fingers gently through Tim's hair and mouthed the last few numbers.
Good job, J-Lad. Let's do it again. In for four.
The tension in his chest loosened slightly, making it a bit easier to breathe. The kid snuffled in his sleep and rubbed his nose into Jason's shirt, probably wiping a shit ton of snot into the fabric because apparently he'd been replaced by a 3-year-old, but it gave him something else to focus on. Jason pet his hair a little more insistently to try to settle him, but then Tim started to roll. Jason sighed and grabbed his shoulder, loosely, not even trying to hurt him, to keep him from rolling off Jason or onto his injured back. Either would wake him, and the kid clearly needed sleep after the night he just had. More than that, Jason needed Tim to stay asleep. What the fucking hell was he going to do with the kid? Eventually, Bruce was going to come looking for him. Probably. No, definitely, because his replacement was tiny and adorable, and all the research he'd done had shown that Timothy Drake was an obedient little duckling who'd somehow imprinted on a bat. Bruce would definitely come to find Tim, which meant that Jason couldn't be around when he did. Unfortunately, Tim was concussed and probably dissociating, besides his other injuries, and Jason didn't trust him being alone for long. You know, you're cute, but you're trouble, Jason grumbled, ruffling Tim's hair. I had a plan. A big plan. There were explosions and shit involved, and a bit of murder, but no, you just had to be. Jason sighed. The replacement just had to be an abused little kid. The replacement just had to be human. No wonder Bruce fell for him enough to completely forget about Jason. Except, apparently, he didn't forget Jason. Apparently, he'd nearly gotten himself killed being reckless because he missed Jason. Maybe Tim was wrong, but...
Bruce needs a Jason.
Maybe Tim was right. But Talia wouldn't lie to him, would she? A tinge of green and a dull whine of old memories playing in the back of his mind forced him to stop. He could deal with that later. Everything. He just... All the strength and tension left him like he'd been hit by a crowbar. His hand stilled in Tim's hair. It was all too much to think about, and he wasn't going to manage it without getting furious at someone. With the kid as helpless as he was, it wasn't the time. Normally, when he was trying to avoid all his troubles, he would go for a walk or do something to occupy his mind, generally punching shit. But since it wasn't like he could go anywhere with Timothy Drake on his chest like the world's largest cat, he had only one escape. It was only once he closed his eyes that he realized how tired he'd been the whole time. It had been a long night, and it was going to be a longer day. He'd never been able to sleep very heavily, courtesy of his time on the streets and having Willis fucking Todd for a father, but with the gentle rise and fall of Tim's chest, the sound of soft breathing, his own personal space heater. Jason's eyes flew open in a blaze of green. He was alive. He wasn't supposed to be alive. He was dead, dead, dead. Where was he? Why couldn't he move? What was on him? He couldn't breathe before it all crashed back down and the green glowed brighter. That fucker beating his kid, planning to whore his 14-year-old out, and Tim perfectly able to fight him off but forced to take that shit because he couldn't trust his own fucking father with the truth that he was Robin. Jason forced himself to take a slow, deep breath and push the Lazarus Pit's influence off as much as he could. If he went off the deep end at Drake number one, his rage was certain to run wild until it circled back around to Drake number two, and Tim was in no fit state to fight or run. It would be so easy, though, to slip out from underneath Tim, who was stirring but not truly awake yet and still seemed to think everything was a dream, and go back to that house. Or maybe the hospital if Jack Drake had called for an ambulance. How hard would it be to slit his throat and leave him to bleed out while drowning in his own blood? Or maybe he'd let Drake live, but since he didn't clearly like his offspring, Jason could make sure he wouldn't have any more.
That would be nice.
The rage in him purred, and the vengeful side that had come so close to pushing Garzonos off that balcony purred along with it. Tim chose that moment to yawn dramatically and smack the back of his head hard into Jason's cheekbone. Shit replacement, Jason snapped, his fingers curling into a fist. Robin wanted a fight? Then Jason would. Robin did not want a fight, Jason reminded himself with gritted teeth and a growing headache. Tim was sleeping on top of Jason because Jason had put him there. And being smacked by unnaturally hard heads was an occupational hazard of being a self-inflicting martyr. Tim shifted again, then flinched and drew in a sharp breath. His spindly fingers twitched a moment in warning before curling tight, his nails digging in and dragging across the leather of Jason's jacket with a muted screech like nails on a chalkboard. Jason winced and tried not to be mad, because, again, his fault. There was no way he was getting those marks off, and he'd liked that jacket. Jason forced himself to take deep, level breaths, even as Tim's breathing picked up erratically, and his little body trembled in whimpers of pain. Shit, Timmy, Jason groaned. He hadn't thought of that when he went to bed, but Tim must have been in horrible pain already, and bashing his head into Jason had definitely hurt him more than it had hurt Jason. Jason didn't keep painkillers in his safe house on principle, but that principle was dependent on Jason not bringing wounded birds back to them. Worse, while the lime green tint in his vision had faded, it wasn't gone and it might come back. Hell, he had not thought any of this out. No, fuck that. He had thought extensively about what he was going to do the previous night, and his plan had been completely tossed out the window the second he found out that Robin number three had a bit of a sob story. Tim shifted and tried to get up, digging his bony elbows into Jason's ribs as he did, and briefly making it even harder to breathe. It was only through sheer force of will that he didn't throw Tim off him and roll off the bed in the opposite direction. God, he had to get out. Jason grabbed Tim's shoulder and guided him as gently as he could, which was pretty abrupt but not painful, off of Jason and into a sitting position that would keep any pressure off his injured back. Tim whined incoherently and grabbed Jason's wrist, but it was a simple twist to get his hand free. Not right now, baby bird. Jason breathed, kicking off the blankets and standing up.
Who?
Tim rubbed at his eyes and blinked blearily up at Jason, then squinted and gestured vaguely at his own bangs while staring intently at Jason's.
No skunk. Just Robin.
It was easy to remember why he'd wanted to punch the kid. Too easy. He needed to get out.
Go back to sleep, Timmy. I'll be back when you get up, okay?
Jason tried to sound as soothing as possible, but it was hard to do so while actively clenching his teeth against magical, murderous rage that whispered that Timmy's head would look a lot better if it was pointing the opposite direction. Just his head. Tim's face screwed up into that goddamn needy pout that he'd been so weak against. Shit, he didn't know how long he'd been out. It looked like it would be at least noon through the window, so maybe 5 or 6 hours. That could be enough time for Bruce to have tracked them down, but no, Jason had been careful-ish. Careful-ish. He'd kept away from security cameras, and no one would be able to see Tim in the back seat covered with a blanket through traffic cams. Even if he were caught on camera, well, his face had changed a lot in the nearly 2 years he'd been away. Even Oracle wouldn't immediately think Jason Todd upon seeing his face, and Babs was the smart one, whatever shit Bruce spouted about being the world's greatest detective.
I'll be right back, kid, Jason promised, placing a hand on Tim's shoulder and slowly pushing him down until his face hit the pillow right where Jason's head had been.
For the first time, Jason became aware of how sweaty he was and how the pillow probably stank, but Tim didn't protest. He barely turned his face so that he wouldn't suffocate, and there were tears glistening in the corners of his eyes. Jason sighed and ran a hand through his hair before running the same hand through Tim's hair. The green faded just a bit more with Tim's next pathetic sniffle.
Hey, Jason said quietly. I know it hurts. I'm just going to get you some painkillers. I don't have any in the apartment.
Tim's shoulders shook in a repressed sob.
But you're leaving.
Jason flinched. Was that seriously more important to the kid than the actual physical agony he must have been in? Jason had to get out, though, and clear his head before he hurt the kid or someone else. The green was faded, but it was still there, and it would come back if Jason didn't deal with it. There wasn't an option to just stay with Tim and cuddle some more, but that didn't change that the kid was clearly devastated. Jason moved his hand from Tim's head to his uninjured shoulders and massaged gently at the tension growing there. Tim resisted a few moments before he gave in and let Jason work out the knots of muscle.
I promised I'd be back, Jason reminded him.
Tim sniffed hard and turned to swipe his nose against the pillowcase, meaning that both sides were now smeared in snot and Jason was going to have to do laundry.
That's what everyone says, Tim whispered, tears streaming from his eyes.
Jason's hand stilled a moment before he gave Tim's shoulder a firm, grounding squeeze.
This is a dream, isn't it?
Tim nodded wordlessly, helplessly. Jason sighed again. Playing up the delusions was probably going to shoot him in the foot, but he could deal with that later if it meant the kid stopped crying now.
Then you can just dream that I'll be back, silly.
Tim frowned, his face getting all drawn up like he was about to argue with Jason on the point of dream logics, but then he snapped his jaw shut and glanced up at Jason to meet his eyes. Jason tried to look as sincere and not murdery as he could. Tim must have seen something that he could trust, or something that he couldn't, because he lowered his eyes and slumped into the pillow.
Okay, he said, more defeated than believing.
Jason ruffled Tim's hair and stood up.
Stay put. I'll be right back, Tim.
He bit his tongue, then cringed and finished a sentence that would probably calm Tim a bit more. Bird's honor, kiddo. Tim mumbled something in reply, but Jason couldn't make it out and didn't try. He just grabbed his wallet from the nightstand drawer, threw it in his pocket, and all but ran out the door.